they're putting animals in charge of a situation. It's like, we never used to, these people are terrorists. And we never used to negotiate with terrorists. That's essentially what we're doing. Liberals nowadays, they're like, well, everybody requires love and respect and unity, except conservatives.
Right.
You know?
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can we get some common sense all up in here? You ready to talk some Afghanistan?
I'm ready to talk some, what did your boy call it?
Are you going to make me say this in our podcast?
I won't make you say it.
I'll say it.
If you don't feel comfortable saying it, I won't make you say it.
So my boy, when this all first started going down, right? Like when it was first going down, what is it, 10 days, 14 days ago?
Yeah.
He was at school all day and he came home and he was like, yeah, so what's going on in the news? Because I heard that there was some news coming out of Afghanistan. So,
hey,
that just shows the kind of parent I am.
Right.
Because I totally laughed.
You're out of the running for parent of the year. And I'm actually on the board for non-parent of the year. So we're over there in the same club. We're over together. I'm driving that bus. You know what I mean? Like we're the fun bus. It's fun. We're with the fun people. It's good.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah. It's a good day to talk about Afghanistan because as we record this podcast right now, there is stuff exploding all over the place in the news. And we'll get to that as soon as we talk about why it's more important than ever that if you have not stocked up on a supply of emergency food, now is the time, and we have the very thing for you from My Patriot Supply. They are offering 25% off of their 4-week emergency food kits, and it is so worth it to just know that in the event of a disaster, you've got a month's worth of food on hand.
Yeah, because the commies are taking over, you guys. I mean, it's just inevitable that they're taking over because there are a lot of dumb people in this country, not us, of course,
no,
but a lot of dumb people who have taken over. So you need to act now and you need to get yourself a 4-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply. They're our favorite. And if you order through us, you can save 25% off each 4-week kit that you order. So you can get one for each family member. You know,
that's right.
I would get two for each family member, especially in my family, because we like to eat a lot. So go to preparewiththechicks.com. The clock is ticking, you guys. Don't wait till it's too late. Do it today. Go to preparewiththechicks.com right now.
I would just like to also throw in there that I have heard a couple people, and it's happened to me too, that when I put in that website address, preparewiththechicks.com, I get this pop-up that says, this site is scary or like it's not private or something. And that's a bunch of BS. It's probably just a browser thing. So if you see that, we can assure you it is a safe site. Feel free to proceed. Nothing is being stolen from you. It's not a scam. Okay, so today, just within the last couple of hours of the time that we are recording this podcast, the White House has announced that Joe Biden has basically given in to the Taliban. There is a huge headline, it was really embarrassing, on Daily Mail that said, Biden bows to Taliban.
That's fantastic. You know, so one of the reasons that I think it's important for us to talk about what's happening in Afghanistan is to just talk about the general and overall weakness of this administration and how it's such a stark contrast to what we had before. And honestly, what we've had just in the past. I mean, I think that a lot of people are constantly put conservatives in the bucket of, you guys are Trump worshipers. Wow. You can take Trump out of the equation entirely and just talk about this administration. You can just talk about it in a tunnel vision way, just in comparison to like everybody in the past. Like, I mean, I think they're even worse than Jimmy Carter. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's like they're so weak, and they've based everything on feelings. And I think that's just the future of liberalism and what liberalism is, and like what where they're going now. Everything is all based on the feels. That's how a lot of people voted in the last election. They voted on their feelings and how they didn't like mean tweets, and they just didn't feel warm and fuzzy, and so they're going to vote for this Joe Biden guy because everything's going to be better and they're going to feel better about things. Well, here we are in a situation where, you know, we're talking about our national security, we're talking about foreign policy, and these people are completely inept. They don't know what they're doing. And this has such long-lasting, the ramifications of this are so far-reaching, and they're going to affect not just us, but our kids and our grandkids. And I don't think a lot of people think about that. I don't think people realize what is actually happening, like what's going on, especially young people. People like the young people who have had safety, basically, like from terrorism for the past 20 years. I don't think they realize how far reaching this is and what this actually means for us, and how their wussiness in this administration is like, it affects all of us so much and for so long.
Well, they're going to realize it pretty soon. And I'm afraid that what we're going to see over the next couple weeks, and when I say that Biden has caved, and what the Daily Mail means when they say Biden has bowed down to the Taliban, is that he was like, okay, well, the Taliban says I can't have troops in Afghanistan past August 31st. So, I mean, what can I do, right? The Taliban said, so we got to skedaddle. And what is going to happen, and what I hope will not happen, but will ultimately happen, is that we're going to start seeing pictures and videos of American hostages, because that's what everybody who will be left behind by this administration in Afghanistan will be. They already are essentially hostages. So I know Jen Psaki, she gets like all her dander up when she hears that people are stranded, but that is what they have done. And what will happen to those people, I can't even allow myself to imagine it because it's so horrible. But like, I was thinking about, so on August 31st, say at 11:59 p.m. that day, maybe the last U.S. plane, the last members of the military are going to fly out of Kabul. Can you imagine being on the ground and watching that plane and knowing that you are, you know, I mean, your life is over.
Yeah. And then having children here that depend on you, or having a husband here that wants so badly, that your family wanting you so badly to come home, and your country abandoned you, essentially. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. When you know damn well that your country wouldn't have done that 4, 8, 12, 20 years ago. And now your country is the kind of country that would do that. And so it's absolutely heartbreaking that this is even happening. And that, you know, when Jen Psaki may want to, you know, she can spin the semantics any way she wants to spin it, but they did that. They're, you know, they're essentially leaving these people, and they're putting the Taliban in charge of something. They're putting animals in charge of a situation. It's like, we never used to, these people are terrorists, and we never used to negotiate with terrorists. That's essentially what we're doing.
And Jake Sullivan said it out loud. He was like, we're consulting with the Taliban on how to best evacuate as many Americans as possible.
Right.
What an embarrassment.
Right.
You know?
And it's not just our military that's doing it. I mean, we're hearing about private entities who are making arrangements for these people to get out, which is, I mean, I'm sure that that's probably happened in the past, but not to this degree, where they're having to do it out of just sheer necessity. It's not, you know, just because they want to go in there and help. It's because they're having to go in there and help because this administration is so inept at doing it. And they're like, we got to get these people freaking out of here. And so there are private, you know, companies and private entities who are like, we're going to go ahead and organize and rally and get these people out of here, like on private planes and stuff. I've just never seen that before. It's just insanity what's happening. And I worry, you know, like I was talking to my mom last night, and she said to me, she goes, what do you think? I know this is thinking ahead, but this is just what I do. But she goes, what do you think is going to happen on September the 11th? You know, and when we saw that picture of them mocking us, the Iwo Jima picture, and they've mocked us. My God, they're mocking us right now. They mock us every day. They mock us just by being in charge of this. They're in charge. We're not in charge.
Can you imagine if Trump were still president? there's no way that we would be in this mess.
No.
No way. He would never tolerate this kind of shame put on our country by a freaking terrorist organization.
And when you watch this as a as an American citizen, you watch this and you feel helpless. Mm-hmm. You just feel absolutely helpless. And then I'll make the big mistake and I'll go to Twitter and I'll see the idiots. I see the idiots who actually think that he's doing a good job.
Did you see George Takei?
No. Oh my God. What did he say? What did he say?
So George Takei just basically said, I hashtag respect Biden for taking full accountability as a leader ought to. And I was like, are you high? What reality are you even in right now?
Okay, because listen, you know, I hate Twitter because it's the 13th circle of hell. I mean, that's basically like your people are circling the drain there. They're just it's like they're all just clinging to the sides of the drain. those are those people. So like just curious, what was the response to that? I mean,
I retweeted it and I like literally had a gajillion laughing emojis because I could not believe what I was seeing. And there were a lot of similar responses. Like people they just couldn't believe it. You know what I mean? They just could not believe what they were seeing. Now, granted, I follow a lot of, like-minded people.
Right.
So when I see them retweeting it and I'm seeing it and I'm just like, because obviously I don't follow George Takei.
Right.
But it's incredible how deluded and how much they'll cling to just the ideology instead of recognizing the guy f***ed up.
Yeah.
Bad. I mean, he's not taking accountability.
Right. It is kind of crazy. And they really are rationalizing so hard for him. So much so that like our media, and we talked about this a little bit on our daily show, our media is not covering it. And I pay attention to that. I mean, I really make a point to pay attention because I do watch Fox, but I also will flip. I'll flip to CNN. I'll flip to MSNBC. I'll flip to ABC. I want to see what these people are talking about when it comes to big news like this.
Yeah.
And this week at the beginning, they did their due diligence and what they felt was due diligence. And they talked about it a little bit. And then whenever there was a press conference, they would show whenever Biden would speak. Right. Mm-hmm. But then that was it. That was totally it. And then they go right back to COVID or weather.
Or they're talking about, like right now, they're talking about passing another $3 trillion spending package, which is absolutely the worst possible thing they could do right now. And it's why now is a better time than any other time to think about scattering and diversifying your money into not just like your regular retirement funds, not just your savings accounts, not just your places online, but actual physical, tangible investments like gold.
Yeah.
And we are so happy that we're working with Acre Gold now because they offer a subscription service to let you buy gold, physical gold. And like, it's kind of like a layaway program, right? Where you can either put $30 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month aside until you buy up your first bar of gold. And then every time you earn it, whatever the value of gold is at that time, they send you the bar of gold and you can store it in your safe. And you know that you're making an investment that's actually tangible and physical in your hands.
Yeah, I love it because then you have the gold right there. So visit getacregold.com/chicks. Start investing in physical gold today. Not just a promise of it, not just some like untangible idea of gold, but actual physical gold today. Make sure you go to this URL because Acre is giving away a gold bar. And we want somebody that's in our listenership to get this gold bar. So to qualify for the giveaway, tweet or post why you should be the recipient and mention @get_acre. Again, that's getacregold.com/chicks. And if you want to win this, you have to mention @get_acre. Thank you, Acre Gold, for supporting the show. We like gold.
I can't wait to get my first bar
so too.
I can be like, here's what it looks like. Here's what it looks like.
Me too. It's exciting.
You mentioned 9/11 a little bit ago, and I was thinking about, something that I said earlier about that we're going to start to see pictures and videos of horrible, horrible things of hostages.
Right.
That's what I think is going to happen on 9/11. So when you say that the Taliban is mocking us, that's how I think that they're going to do it. We're going to see horrific things. Like if we thought ISIS was bad with the beheadings, I feel like it's going to be 10 times worse.
Oh,
and I don't know. I don't know if all the touchy-feely leftists who are clinging to their Joe Biden is awesome and I respect him ideology are prepared. I don't know if their stomachs are going to be able to handle what they're going to see.
Well, this is the same group of people who thinks that you can be, you know, pals and buddies with the Taliban. You can't. Seriously, it's like dealing with animals. You got to smack them down and show them who's boss. That's what you got to do. These people, you have to be an alpha male. You got to get in there and you got to like beat the crap out of these people. You got to show dominance. You have to do that with these people. It's like knowing your audience, right? It's like any other thing. You got to know who your audience is, who you're dealing with. And, you know, with liberals nowadays, they're like, well, everybody requires love and respect and unity, except conservatives.
Right.
You know, except them. They're the terrorists. Actually, no, that's not how the world works. And this is how they treat the world. And then with actual terrorists, they're treating them with kid gloves. You can't do that. It's going to end poorly. And I do worry about September 11th. I hope you're not right.
I know. I don't want to be right about that.
Yeah. But I fear that you may be correct on that. I mean, because these people are unpredictable and they're awful.
From the very get-go, when Biden even said, you know, our goal is to be out by September 11th, I was like, why are you doing that? Why are you even naming a date? What
by
you
August
do
31st,
as
you
the leader August, of the free world is you say to the...
August 31st? Is that what he said? Did he say
no,
August?
I'm talking about a couple months ago when
okay.
he said, I want to have everybody out by September 11th.
Gotcha.
And then now it's been like negotiated to August 31st.
Right.
But like from the very get-go, he should have been saying, we will leave as soon as everyone that we want to evacuate is evacuated and not a moment sooner. Period.
Right.
And why we've put this arbitrary date on it, I have no idea. But that was like the dumbest thing that we could have done. The dumbest thing was to get military out before civilians.
Yeah.
The dumbest thing was to leave all of our weapons to the Taliban.
Right.
Like, I just can't imagine. And then it gets even worse because like all the people that have been evacuated so far to Qatar or Qatar or whatever, there's like these U.S. makeshift shelters in Qatar now where there's thousands and thousands of people. That's their next stop, right? They get flown out of Afghanistan, they go to Qatar, and they are apparently in horrific conditions as they wait to get to their next whatever, their next destination.
Right.
Like rats, feces, vomit, urine all over the floors. And it's horrendous. And so even something that basic, Biden's administration didn't plan for any logistics when they did this, not a single thing. They haven't planned for any of it.
Right. And then they also, you know, come to find out Trump actually did have some semblance of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I mean, that has Trump's name on it. So we're going to go ahead and get rid of that. Because I'm bitter and I'm in the Biden administration. I'm a liberal and I can't have anything that has Trump's name on it, even though it was an actual tangible plan. And this is what these people do. Same thing with the southern border. They did the same exact damn thing where there was a working plan on the border. And now it's complete disarray. We got chaos in the southern border. And it's
which
it's
is the worst nightmare. Timing, right? Because now
right.
we've got terrorists coming over on it.
Exactly. And it's because they can't have anything with Trump on it because they're so bitter about this guy. And it shows you that they don't give a shit about the American people.
Right.
They don't care. This is all about politics. And so the next time that they start yapping about COVID and how they really care for you.
I mean, just flash over to Nancy Pelosi's DCCC party where not a single person was wearing a mask except the help.
Right. Not to mention Obama's.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, Obama let out one of the guys who's like now in power.
Well, there's 200 of the people that have been released from Gitmo are back to terror. Who saw that coming?
Gee, I wonder who saw that coming when we screamed it at the top of our lungs when Obama did that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How much worse can this get?
I really it probably can get worse. it's kind of like, you know, what we were saying last week, learn Mandarin, right? Because yeah. China's loving it. Russia's loving it. They're loving all of this. They love all of this chaos, and they're ready. You know what I mean? They've been like waiting in the wings and they're ready. And, you know, I think the person who loves it the most, or the entity that loves it the most, is China.
Yeah.
They're digging it. And all those liberals who are in bed with China, shame on them. Shame on them. Mm-hmm. All of those celebrities who get, you know, their pockets lined by China, shame on them. And they talk about civil rights and civil liberties. You can bite me.
And it's amazing, too, to hear Biden, and this was a few days ago, but Biden was actually trying to act as though he hadn't heard any criticism about all of this from our allies.
Right.
Oh, I've only heard positive things. Everybody's saying how great I am. Meanwhile, the UK, like the parliament in the UK, actually held him in contempt for what he's done. That's like never happened.
Right.
And so I don't know if his team is hiding things from him on purpose because they know he's too feeble-minded and frail to handle it, right. Or if he's just that disingenuous. Either yeah. way, it's a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, they could be hiding it from him. It's kind of like when, you know, when he made all these terrible decisions, I asked myself, okay, did they give him bad advice and did he ignore it? Like, I don't know. It's like the chicken or the egg thing, right? I'm not like, what's happening here? Is it our military? Or giving him bad advice, or did they give him good advice and did he just ignore it? I don't know. I don't know. But then I go back and I think, okay, I've looked at Milley and I've looked at some of these guys at the top in the military and I'm thinking, they don't look too bright either.
I have no faith in the top brass of the military right now.
No.
Not after this.
No. So, and when it comes to getting information, when it comes to him, you know, believing his own press, I do think that a lot of people on the inside are probably like, oh, everybody thinks you're great, Biden. Everybody. I don't think he watches the news like Trump did.
Yeah.
And if he does watch the news, he probably watches CNN and MSNBC, and they talk about how freaking great he is. So maybe he does believe his own press, and that press is usually pretty good because let's face it, 90% of the press that's out there is in bed with him, smoking yeah. a cigarette, you know?
Well, and the worst part is that now the new party line seems to be, and Psaki started this yesterday, John Kirby has repeated it since, now they're trying to say that they're determined to get out or evacuate any American who wants to leave. And it's a very subtle trick that they're doing. They're all saying it now as if they're preparing to tell us, the American people, that anyone that they leave behind
didn't
want to leave, which yeah. is such utter bullshit.
It is total bullshit.
What possible person would want to stay there?
Right. And I'm sure especially the women are like, oh, please let me stay.
Right.
I can't wait. I can't wait for like this 12-year-old girl to go be forced into marriage. I'm sure she's going to really enjoy that.
Can you imagine that that's what they're doing, though? It's so disgusting
yeah.
on every level.
Yeah.
And so for Psaki to act all offended by Peter Ducey saying that there's Americans stranded, and she's like, oh, that's irresponsible language to use. No, screw you, Jen Psaki. It's irresponsible
right.
to leave Americans behind.
It is.
That's not who we are.
I don't understand how these people sleep at night.
I don't either.
I don't. Because it's like they're playing the semantics game. Because we've seen them do this. I mean, if like if you actually buy what they're selling at this point, I mean, we've seen this. It, to me, at this point, it's so completely transparent. When I see it, I would look at the TV and I'm like, oh, my God, come on. I mean, it's because we know we've been
right.
through this. At this point, you got to know. I mean, you got to see it. And the people that don't see it, I genuinely feel sorry for those people. It's like they're not catching on in math class, you know?
Yeah.
They're just not. And I'm sorry, but you need a tutor. You need a damn tutor.
I don't know how they sleep at night either. The only reason that I sleep is because of my pillow, and I don't get wrinkles as bad as I would because of Genucel.
That's right. Right here.
Because otherwise, man, I feel like I furrow from the time I leave my house in the morning until I get to work because I'm listening to the news.
Oh, my God. I do that, too.
And so thank God for Genucel because they have that amazing XV cream that is like got the fluff butter technology, so luxurious.
It's patented.
And that helps smooth all the wrinkles away. Even
it's
if
true.
I feel it, the wrinkles get smoothed away.
I use all their products now. I use like their microdermabrasion, their stuff for like, you know, my jawline. I use, but their XV stuff is amazing. I also use their Instant Effects, you know, especially when I've had like a late night, which is basically like every other night now. Because I get up at 4:45 every morning. So listen, with their Instant Effects, you're going to see results in as little as 12 hours. This is guaranteed, or your money back. I mean, who gives you a money back guarantee these days?
Right.
They do.
That's right.
Yeah. So you can try Chamonix's legendary, you guys. XV wrinkle treatment. Right now, you can get 50% or more off all GenuCell packages to look your best. Go to lovegenucell.com/chicks for 50% or more off of all their packages. You're going to be absolutely amazed by the results, just like us, or your money back guaranteed. That's love, GenuCell, 1L, 1L. .com/chicks. lovegenucell.com/chicks.
We got the best review today.
We did.
We did. It comes from, and by the way, this is on the iTunes Apple Podcast platform. So if you have not subscribed yet, like full-time subscription, you should. And then you should also give us a little review and a comment if you would like, because we often share those with our audience. This one comes from Lady for Liberty. And she says, love you two ladies. I started listening to your podcast last fall when the mainstream media was just too intolerable and sucky to listen to anymore. I happened to see a post from a friend on Facebook who shared a podcast, which I listened to and laughed so hard at. I found you on Apple Podcasts, and I also tune into you in the mornings via Facebook. Can't think of a better way to start my day laughing with you two. Yeah, we all need some of that common sense, because I can't seem to find much of it anymore. Keep it up, Mock and Daisy. You both rock.
That's so sweet.
Right?
People take the time to do this. Like, I don't write reviews for anything.
I know. So it's nice.
When people do this, I'm just taken aback. It's very, very sweet. Very
sweet. I
love it. All right. So where can people find us?
So many places.
Okay. Our website, first and foremost, you guys, chicksontheright.com. You need to go there every day. You need to bookmark it. You need to, like, visit us. That's the place you can find all things chicks, first and foremost. And then we are on all the social media platforms, including Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right, Parler, Rumble, all the places at Chicks on Right. And then we're in like a gajillion Facebook ways. You can find us on Facebook. We're Chicks on the Right. We have a regular page where everybody goes. Then we have a Facebook group that you can join. Then we have a Facebook insiders page. How can people join that, Mock?
So I've heard some complaints about that not being very easy to join, which is totally Facebook's fault and not ours. But I think the easiest way is if you are on a desktop and you go to the regular Chicks on the Right Facebook page, there is a button that's right on our logo that says become a supporter. And if you click that, it should let you join the insiders group, which is the most amazing group of people ever.
Yeah. I mean, they're just awesome. Salt of the earth. So definitely check that out. And until next week, you guys have a fantastic week.
Joe Biden gives a thoroughly dishonest speech on Afghanistan. Americans are still stuck in Kabul, and the UN tells the Taliban it better be nice to women or it may send a strongly worded letter. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. Each day, we'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and try to share some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.